It's pussy time in America. The time has come for another episode of the Pussy Centipede. Can you dig it, man? Can you dig it?
Wahaha! It is I, Bunyula, the bunny vampire. I am here today to promote our totally awesome sponsor, Skeleton Girls. Skeleton Girls is a website that promotes ginarchy and aspects of fetishism and femdom. They've been banned from Facebook and are trying to start over elsewhere. If you like the idea of women ruling the world, why don't you check out Skeleton Girls? Wahaha! You will find the links in the show notes. Thank you very much. And I'm Bunyula. Now let's get back to today's episode of the Pussy Centipede.
Princess Di cut my clit off, and the ghost of Mary Shelley helped me escape the dungeon and gave me a talking car. She set me on adventures to help people. If I can make enough money to buy the ultimate pussy stabber, I can finally kill the ghost of Princess Di. Until then, if you're in trouble, look for me, Kate Middleton, the clitless one.
Shelley, author of Frankenstein, and everything is illuminated. Welcome to another episode of Kate Middleton is the Clitless One. Last week, Kate Middleton and Car 5000 began their journey to Dayton, Ohio, on a mission to destroy Pissy Whiskers, an evil cat who is raping people and burning them with lasers. Let the story begin.
Meow meow! I am Pissy Whiskers! And I am raping you right now!
I can feel it. I am just a simple, raped wife. But I can I ask you something, Pissy Whiskers?
Meow! Yes, of course! I don't understand why people ask if they can ask a question! Why not just ask the question? It's so inefficient!
Well, I'm sure I speak for a lot of the raped wives in Dayton. I want to know why you rape. Why do you murder? Why do you drench yourself in piss every morning?
When I was a baby kitty, I tried to be a good kitty. I never peed outside the litter box, and I never raped anyone. I always ate my fancy feast. Then one day I accidentally kicked some litter out of the box, and my daddy slapped me with his claws. He said I should be perfect and never make messes. He said Jesus Kitty was pure and perfect and never kicked litter on the floor. So that day I realized that being pure was totally hard and impossible. Meow, meow, meow. What was the point of trying? And if I couldn't be pure, then I may as well go the other way and be the worst kitty ever. So then I took a bath and piss and became a raper.
Well, you sure are good at raping. I'm about to come. Watch out.
God damn it. You got pussy cum all over my fur. I need to go take a piss shower.
Meanwhile, Kate Middleton and Car 5000 had stopped at Burger King. I'm Mary Shelley.
Excuse me, Kate. I am just a car. Forgive me if I am wrong, but your behavior does not compute.
What the bloody bollocks are you talking about, Chop?
We passed a McDonald's 5 minutes ago, but you chose to refuel at Burger King instead. Burger King food tastes like poopy diarrhea.
You're quite perceptive, Car 5000. I'm well aware that Burger King tastes like a gangrenous vagina. I chose to suffer that way instead of enjoying a properly tasty meal at McDonald's.
That does not compute. Why would you choose to suffer?
To be honest, chap, it may sound odd, but I often feel guilty. I did something wrong to the prince once, and that feeling will often haunt me and hang over my head. It's like a sickness of the soul, I suppose. Eating at Burger King is a form of penance. In some odd way, the suffering becomes a relief.
That does not compute. I cannot comprehend suffering.
Think of it this way, chap. Imagine you were not a Dodge Challenger, and instead you were a Ford Mustang. And even worse, a Mustang with a V6 engine. How would you feel?
Not very good.
That's suffering, chap.
What did you do to the prince? What is the source of your guilt?
I fucked a chap behind his back. A black man named O.J. Simpson. I met him while I was on a trip to Florida, and I thought it was totally hot that he was a murderer who cut his wife's head off.
I can't really compute that. You are a really fucked up person, Kate Middleton.
Agreed, chap. And with that, I have finished my whopper, so let's hit the road.
I'm Mary Shelley. As Kate and Car 5000 rolled into Dayton, Pissy Whiskers had already moved onto another rape.
Is your pussy gigantic? I can't even feel anything. It's like my kitty pee-pee is numb.
My pussy isn't that big, but maybe it is. I don't know. I've had 7 children. What is this crappy music you are listening to?
It's Katie Hudson. It's gospel music. It helps me with raping. It's like meow 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 inspiring.
Katie Hudson, this singer sounds like Katy Perry, but I'm just a raped wife. What do I know?
You're right, actually, meow meow meow. Katy Perry was once Katie Hudson. She was a horrible Christian gospel singer.
Why did she give up on being a gospel singer?
Yeah, but he liked that album. She worked so hard on it. And it only sold meow 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 200 copies. It's like God spit in her face. So then she started dressing hot and became a worshiper of Satan. Yeah.
That's pretty messed up.
What's messed up, Chop, is that fact that you're being raped by a cat.
Who the heck are you? Meow, 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 meow!
I'm Kate Middleton, and this is Car 5000. We came here to destroy you, Pissy Whiskers.
Destroy me, meow, meow, meow! I'll destroy you after I rape your pussy, meow, 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 meow!
Then Pissy Whiskers blasted the woman he was raping with his claw lasers to get her out of the way. And she screamed and turned into a pile of bloody guts.
Let the raping begin! Meow, 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 meow!
Oh, chap, you've torn my dress.
You feel that? You feel my kitty dick inside of you?
To be quite honest, chap, all I feel is nothing. I don't have a clit. You may as well not even be raping me.
Sadly, it's been a while since I felt the rapes myself. Something is missing. There's an absence of something I can't quite put my claw fingers on. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's this song you're listening to, chap?
Katie Hudson, When There's Nothing Left.
I find the lyrics quite inspiring. She's telling Jesus that when there's nothing left to give, she will give him more. I long to have that sort of feeling, that sort of faith and devotion. My heart feels like a black hole. I put more and more of myself into it, into nothingness.
You're just like me, Kate Middleton. Meow, 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 meow. If I touch your face, I'll be touching pissy fur. Let me touch your face, meow.
Kate recoiled from Pissy Whisker's touch. She stepped away from his dick and put her panties back on.
Please, Kate! Meow! put your pussy on my penis again! I was starting to feel something! There's something there in your cunt! Something I've been missing! Meow, meow, meow!
There's nothing there in my pussy! I lost my clit a long time ago! Your faith in my cunt is misplaced! Fire your lasers, Car 5000!
Then Car 5000 gave off 3 laser blasts. Reducing pissy whiskers to a pile of fur and pee atoms.
We're done here.
We did it, Kate. We stopped the bad guy. I'm so happy. Wasn't that totally awesome?
Shut your mouth, Car 5000. There's no real pleasure in life.
Then Kate Middleton stepped into Car 5000 and they drove away. The pile of fur and piss molecules that was once pissy whiskers floated off into the atmosphere, the atoms becoming one with the universe again. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Kate Middleton as the Clitless One. Please stick around after the show to hear a new song from Kate Middleton and the Royal Cunts. It's called An Imitation of Grace. Good day, I am Mary Shelley.
Can't feel this rape. An absence of grace. Around my cunt. Blind my pussy with lie. The world is a lie.
Absence of grace.